Hello, ladies. How are you doing? I hope you are doing well. Thanks so much for holding tight with me there. I was having some problems with some technical big surprise stuff. Yeah, welcome. So glad you guys are here. Now, before I get into everything, I wanted to just let you guys know that the pay what you can option has been going great, and today is actually the last day to do anything like that, to get one of those three offerings that I'm offering during the Pay What You Can week. So go to wildbealiveweightloss.com/bday, or if it's just on the main site, I put it on the navigation bar. So if you're interested in any of those things, tonight is the last night to take advantage of that, and I do not know when I will do it again. So make sure that you check that out. Also, sec. Hold on 1 second. 10:28:85. Jeez. Sorry. Husbands are not supposed to interrupt coaching calls. Okay, so as you guys know, my name is Nicole Kellerman-Worth, and I'm the founder and creator of wildlyaliveweightloss.com. And this is Wildly Alive Wednesdays, where I'm going to show you how to get out of your own way, start having fun, and feel alive again. From body image, spirituality, beliefs, money, and movement, to relationships, motherhood, creativity, sisterhood, and mindset, Wildly Alive Weight Loss is the place to come for real advice and real stories on how to create a lifestyle you adore and a body you feel proud of. And today we're talking about Halloween candy. I've been getting a lot of questions on how to navigate the whole Halloween candy thing. And I'm going to tell you guys, this isn't going to be what you have heard before. I am not in agreement with a lot of my nutritionists, personal trainer, and weight loss colleagues. I'm going to make you really think outside of the box here when it comes to Halloween candy and really any junk food in a sense that you feel like you can't control yourself around, right? So I really need you guys to open up your mind. And if you are at all curious on if the Wildly Alive philosophies will work for you or if it's a good match for you, this tool that I'm going to be talking about today is really going to help clear that up for sure, because this isn't for everyone, and I totally get that, and you need to really be in a proper mindset and really open-minded to start taking some of these things and really applying them into your life, right? So just again to let you know, if you are new here, is that I will do about a 10-minute lesson, and then we'll do about 10 minutes-ish of coaching afterwards, where you can ask any questions. It could be on the lesson that we're talking about today, or anything else pertaining to health and life and anything wildly alive, for sure. So, okay, so I have some notes here because I really wanted to make sure I was precise with this, because I know I only have 10 minutes and I know that I can ramble. So, again, what I'm going to teach you today is not usually in agreement with nutritionists and weight loss colleagues, where they tell you to just get rid of the candy. Get rid of the peanut butter. Peanut butter is another trigger food for a lot of people. Get rid of those things and just get them out of the house so you can just avoid it. Avoid the parties, and if you go to parties, set limitations on yourself. I don't agree with any of that because to me, this only causes more stress. It doesn't create freedom. And here at Wildly Alive, we are all about freedom. So being able to be around, oh no, this is what I wanted you to really get this clear picture. I wanted you to be able to sit in front of your most tempting foods on the worst day of your life, surrounded by the people who annoy you the most, and not eat your face off. Right, that's the type of freedom that I want you to feel. To be able to go to those parties, the barbecue parties, the holiday parties coming up, and not feel like you're constantly thinking about how you feel in your body and about what you are going to eat that's not going to make you look fat or not going to make you feel fat later. I want you to experience true freedom in your body and around food. So that's exactly what I'm going to be teaching you today. Because to have the emotional stability and the control to process whatever feelings are coming up without food is ideal, right? Because Halloween happens every year. Parties happen every year. The holidays happen. Family members who drive you nuts happen. You can't avoid this for the rest of your life because then you'll be trapped in your house and having no fun. And here at Wildly Alive Weight Loss, we're not about sitting at home protecting yourself, kind of like a Biggest Loser thing. That's not how we roll. Now, if I could grab all of you and put you in my home and control you for the next 60 days, would you lose weight like the Biggest Loser? Yes. But that's not realistic. I want you to be able to go out and experience life, experience things that you never have had before, feel the butterflies in your belly, have a ridiculous amount of fun. Like, that's Wildly Alive. So saying that you need to just avoid all of your tempting foods like the plague and keeping them out of your house and staying away from all those things is so not what I believe. I believe that those things, like the parties and relationships, and I think those are vital for your weight loss process, and I think that they're actually vital for you to grow and evolve as a human. You know, like, it, and I know this, a lot of people get annoyed, myself, when they say this, is that people who annoy you the most are your biggest teachers. So those coworkers that annoy you, yeah, you could say that they are the source of your emotional eating or whatever, but truly they are your biggest teacher. So if you can open yourself up to the lessons that that person is bringing into your life and how you can work through those things, that's why we're here, I believe, is to grow and evolve and connect and love. And, you know, I can get a lot deeper, but we're just going to move into the lesson here. So let me just grab a drink of water. If any of you need some water, cheers. Listen to your body. My mouth is getting a little dry, so that's my body's way of telling me I need some water. Okay, so here's what I want you to do for the Halloween candy in this sense, but you can use this across the board, okay, with any sort of emotional eating or eating foods that you feel like are not in service of your body and you're kind of feeling out of control around them. So I want you to remember that cravings are merely a sign from your body that your body, is in need of something. And it could be nutritional, it could be, but that's the small percentage. So maybe you really are hungry, maybe you need a nutritious meal or some good water, but more likely than not, your body is craving an emotion and you're signaling it as, or you're reading it as, I need food, right? So cravings aren't evil. I'm gonna say that again. Cravings aren't evil. They are just an intense sign from your body that she needs, an emotional need needs to be met. So let me give you an example here. So it's late at night, you already had dinner, you're in front of the TV, if you have kids, they're in bed, and you're starting to crave some of this candy. You're remembering about this huge bag that you have on top of the fridge. So instead of going into your head and telling yourself, you can't have it, don't have it, don't have it, don't have it, don't have it, it's just going to make you fat, and getting anxious and then eating 30 mini Snickers bars, I want you to explore what your body is telling you in that moment. I want you to take a deep breath and I want you to drop in. Put your hand on your heart and ask, what do I need right now? And if the feeling doesn't surface within the next few seconds, then what you could do is you can envision yourself eating the Snickers, if that's what you're craving, and see what emotion starts to flood your body when you're envisioning it. So some of my clients notice that they are looking for a distraction from what they're feeling. So say they've had a really stressful day and, you know, eating a Snickers can really distract that, right? Some are feeling bored and candy sounds exciting and fun. And then, like, let's get real, there then creates the excitement of the drama around eating it, right? Like, again, what a nice distraction is. It's easier for me to dramatize and be mad at myself for eating the 30 Snickers than to deal with the fact that my husband said something hurtful yesterday and it's been sitting in my body and I haven't told him. You see what I'm saying? Is this making sense? It's easier for you to sabotage yourself and to create the drama around your body and food because that's actually easier than dealing with the real shit, right? So maybe, okay, so keeping going with this example, so say you're bored. Let's stick with that. Say you're bored. Candy sounds fun. I want you to drop in a little bit deeper. So why are you feeling bored? Maybe it's because your kids are at their father's this weekend and you believe your life would be nothing without them. Bingo. You figured it out. Then you can now rewire this belief in a sense and prove it wrong. Right? So then you can make a list of your passions and love outside of your children and family. Maybe you love writing. Maybe you've always had this dream of writing a book. So then instead of eating the Snickers, you then start writing. And after you dive in, the thought of chocolate actually sounds boring compared to what you're doing. So maybe you either write a poem, maybe you write the outline of your book, maybe you just start doing some free writing. Do you see what I'm saying? So this is a really great example of what Wildly Alive weight loss is the work in this work, I guess you could say, for lack of a better word, for sure, isn't getting your butt to the gym. It's not forcing you to eat broccoli. The work in this program and with these philosophies is opening yourself up to the deeper meaning. And so I want you, if this whole concept and call seems really, really big and comprehensive and hard to grasp in one 10-minute segment, which if you're new to this, yes, it is, then I want you to re-listen to that whole segment in the last few minutes of when you're feeling a craving, drop in, go deep, ask yourself what you're really needing right now, and if you need to take it a step further, envision yourself eating it and see what emotion floods your body. And then I want you to go a little bit deeper. If it's excitement, why are you feeling bored? You know, things like that. Maybe I'm not going to get into another example because this is why I wrote notes, because I can ramble, because I can just talk about this stuff forever. I'm so passionate about it. And then that starts to evolve and help you process the emotion that really needs to be met in that moment. Okay, so this takes some deeper work. It takes some deeper thinking. And I know it's not meant for everyone. And if it's easier for you to just say, you know what, I'm not doing that. That's way too complicated. I'm just going to throw the Snickers out, or I'm going to donate them to a third world country, which, you know, that's great. Then that's fine. But my hope is that at one point you'll, because that will eventually run out. You'll get sick of always having to throw out the food, or your husband will bring in food and you'll like binge on it for weeks. You know what I'm saying? So maybe now isn't the time that you feel like you're ready to kind of dive into the deeper piece so you can really heal your relationship with food. And that's okay. But my hope is that you come back to this eventually. And you really see the value in the deeper work. It takes a little bit more work, yes. It takes a little bit more conscious effort. It absolutely takes awareness. But this work will last for a lifetime. I'm not giving you any sort of quick fixes here. I'm giving you the real freaking deal. And if you want to change your relationship with food and your body, and you want to end the struggle for good, you'll put in the energy, you'll put forth some effort, you'll make the time, and you'll work through this emotional stuff. And I promise you, it is absolutely worth it. Okay? So I will hop off my soapbox there, and we will open the lines for some free coaching. So you can press star 2 to raise your hand, and it can be anything along the lines of that Halloween candy concept, emotional eating at night, anything with what we've been talking about, or you have questions about how to get yourself moving because you're stuck and you want to hear my views on how to, you know, how to get moving when you have been sabotaging yourself and not exercising lately or anything like that. So don't be shy, guys. Start you to raise your hand. We only have 9 minutes now, so I want to get to callers quickly. Let me see. Okay, someone's got to raise their hand. Why are you guys being so shy? The last two calls, we haven't had to worry about people getting shy. Okay, so no one's going to raise their hand? Is there something wrong? Let me refresh. So again, it's star 2, not pound 2. Okay, what are your guys' questions? I really, really want to take some callers here. There are plenty of you on the call, so star 2 to raise your hand. Okay, great. 4228, your name, where you're from, and your question.
Hi, Nicole. It's Connie. I'm from Kennewick, Washington. my question is, I'm really getting some back. Talk here. I can hear myself like echoing. Anyway, it's not doing it now. Anyway, I kind of went through the candy thing this weekend when my husband brought up that, you know, Rafa's Christmas party was coming up, and then I went into the whole, you know, I got to find something to wear, and now I'm going to be looking at bigger sizes, and I hate shopping anyway, so I'm not a shopper because I can never find anything I like, and it's just, you know, very frustrating for me. So I kind of turned to the candy, and since then, I've reeled myself back in and everything, but I don't know. I get really frustrated with that. And I know that we've talked about, you know, how they don't make clothes for real bodies, you know, and that, you know, a lot of, you have to, you know, really look to find things that look good and that kind of thing. But I guess my question is just some advice around that, around not letting that, you know, get to me
right
emotionally, I guess.
Okay. So have you gone shopping yet?
No.
Okay.
I still don't want to go. I mean, it's just, because I know it's going
right
to, you know, it's going to be upsetting when I can't find anything.
Right. Okay, well, I think that is the first place you need to address, because you're already setting yourself up for failure, right? You're already saying it's going to be a crappy experience. It's not going to be great. I'm going to feel like crap afterwards. I'm not going to find anything that looks good on me. I'm just avoiding it like a plague because it's going to suck. So the first thing that I need you to start doing is start wrapping your mind around the idea that you can actually have a good shopping experience. It is possible. I know you've had some in the past, so I want you to draw off of those. There have been times that you've gone shopping, and again, like, let me just reiterate this to people who aren't familiar with my shopping philosophy, is it's not, so often we go and we try on clothes and our immediate reaction is to blame our bodies. The reason why this doesn't look good on me is because I'm fat and I'm ugly and it doesn't fit me. And that's a load of crap. The truth is that there are certain clothes that fit certain body types best. So instead of you automatically blaming your body, I want you to blame the clothes. Okay, all right, I tried this on. It was not accentuating my body very well. Next. Let me go to the next thing. It's not my body, it's the clothes, because there are a lot of great clothes out there that accentuate all body types. You just have to find them, you know? So,
I realize I have a limiting belief about, you know, it just hit me. It's like, wow, I really got some limiting beliefs around shopping and, you know, clothing and in general here.
Right, exactly. So that's where I want you to start. I want you to start drawing up some of those experiences when shopping was a good experience. And then the second step I want you to add on to that is I want you to start brainstorming brands of clothes that you like, that feel good for you. So then go out of your way to find those brands. If it's at Dillard's or if it's at a certain mall or whatever, I want you to focus on the brands that have already proven to accentuate your body well. And if you're having trouble there, you can always go to like Pinterest, and they always have really great things for body sizing and things like that. And then the last piece is, what was the last piece that I was going to say? Oh, I want you to set up your day before you go shopping. So if I want you to have like a really good breakfast and a really peaceful morning with like hot lemon and water and some relaxing music, maybe some journaling. And I, again, really want you to set yourself up so it's a good day. If it's a super stressful day, you're rolling out of bed, you got a million things to do, you don't have time to shower, you're all sweaty and you're wearing sweatpants, like that is not setting you up for shopping success. I want you to feel good the minute you leave your house going shopping and you're like really like grasping this concept of it's going to be good. Not every single piece of clothing you try on is going to make you look good. No matter how thin you are, I'm telling you, no matter how thin you are, that will never happen. So allow yourself to be okay with that. Okay, I'm going to try on some stuff that doesn't look so hot, but whatever. Next, I'm going to move on. I'm not going to get dramatic about it. I'm going to just make this a good day. So I want you to feel really good before you leave your house. If you're already in a bad body image spot, do not go shopping.
Okay. Okay, well, that sounds good. I'll look on Pinterest too. I know I was thinking, gosh, if I had a personal shopper that could go with me and tell me what, you know, I've never liked to shop and I just, you know, so yeah,
also,
this is a deeply embedded thing here.
Right. And also check out that show, What Not to Wear, and try to find some reruns of some women who have your similar body type and see what kind of fashion feedback they give her.
Okay. Okay,
really
so that sounds good. I will give it all a try. Thank you.
Okay, all right, Joe. Talk to you later.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, we're going to take one more caller in the last few minutes here. 4653, your name, where you're from, and your question.
Hi, it's Melissa. I'm in Whitehall, Montana.
Uh-huh.
In the sisterhood, I had posted about my hectic week, and at the end of the week, I was just so exhausted. I found myself, like, reaching for sugary snacks because I was tired. I didn't have enough time to get accurate sleep all week, and so far this week, I just feel drained, and I'm not really as productive as I normally am at work, mm-hmm. and I was just not – I don't want to keep – falling into where I'm like reaching for 5-hour energies or lots of coffee or sugary
right.
snacks keep me going.
Okay. So you've had a week that's been very depleting, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So is there, I need to make this quick. Catching up on sleep is going to be really important for you. So if you can somehow catch up on some sleep this weekend or into next week, as soon as you can, trying to get a little bit more sleep is definitely going to help. Like your basic needs being met is the most important thing here. Sleep, water, good food, you know? And then what I would love for you to do is do like a self-love day or a self-love half a day or a self-love few hours where you have a few hours to just rejuvenate. Maybe it's taking a bath, painting your toenails, journaling, maybe it's diving in some Wildly Alive work, and just set aside a few hours or a half a day or even a whole day, whatever works for you, and just dedicate it solely to you and just see it as a time to recharge from this depleting time, because we all go through depleting time. So I think it's just about taking that time to really just rejuvenate a little bit more, and I think that would help kind of set you back into motion and feeling really good and feeling back to 100%, you know?
Yeah. I caught, like, perfectionist Helga creeping in, and I'm like, you didn't hardly do anything on your checklist last week, and, you know, it was just...
Hey, it happened. It happened.
Busy week.
Busy times happen.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
I need to
busy times grow. Happen. It's just a matter of how you bounce back from them, you know, because if you have a busy time and it throws you off and then you say, oh, screw it, I have to start over, yada, 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 that's when it gets super dramatic and it becomes self-sabotage for a few months. So just bounce back. Just say, okay, like, it's been a few days of that's very depleting and not feeling very good. So I'm just going to kind of make it up, in a sense, in a few hours and do something that feels really nourishing and good for me, like going for a walk, taking a bath, you know, a lot of good self-love stuff.
Yeah. I catch myself lately, the last couple days, I've, like, slept in instead of getting up to work out, and just because I wake up and I still feel tired. So
yeah.
I've just slept in and not really done movement the last, I don't know, like 4 days now, five.
Well, just, it is what it is. Like, there's nothing you can do about it now except for just give your, like, pile on some self-love over the next few days and kind of get you back into motion.
Okay.
All right, dear. Well, I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
All right, ladies. Good call. Good call, good call. Next time, don't be so shy. Okay, so it's time to wrap up the call. Thank you so much for showing up live. It really does mean a lot to have these heart-to-heart conversations and sharing your stories and opening up about your successes and struggles. It really means a lot. And in this day and age, it becomes harder and harder to connect on this level, so I hope you felt some connection and love by being here. And if you're listening to the recording, I love you too, my sister. It says a lot when you make time for yourself to tune in and connect that way. And if you'd like to join us live, I would love to have you. Just visit wildlyaliveweightloss.com/coach to learn more about these calls, how to participate, all the call-in stuff as well. And don't forget to take the Wildly Alive quiz if you haven't. That's where we'll figure out how you're shooting yourself in the foot when it comes to weight loss. And together, we'll create your Wildly Alive weight loss plan. You can get out of your own way, start having fun, and feel alive again. All right, ladies. Well, I love you all, and I look forward to talking with you next week. Bye.